California's cap-and-trade program generated almost $700 billion for the state in the last quarter alone. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports it's the latest strong showing for this key climate change program that was faltering until last year.
Cap-and-trade requires companies to obtain pollution credits, one credit for each ton of greenhouse gases they plan to emit. Before a deal last year between Governor Jerry Brown and lawmakers to extend the program, it was set to expire in 2020, and businesses were only sporadically buying those credits. But since that deal in July, the state has sold out of every current year credit it's offered, and that's generated nearly $3 billion over four quarterly auctions. Compare that to less than $1 billion the previous year. Now, some analysts worry businesses are stocking up on too many credits so they can continue to pollute as climate change goals tighten. But for now, the state is swimming in money designated for clean energy programs and the state's high-speed rail project. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.